A big win for LA's big museum. It's Art Talk on KCRW. The Los Angeles County Museum of Art, or LACMA, as we know it, scored a major piece of artwork this week. Not a painting or a sculpture, but a house. Set just west of Beverly Hills, with panoramic views of the Pacific, is the matchless 1972 John Lautner-designed home, owned by millionaire and NBA superfan James Goldstein. Well, this week, he revealed he'll be donating his home to LACMA, and that's got the art world abuzz. Here now with more is KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hunter, this seems like a big win for LACMA director Michael Govan.
Especially since he's been in this uphill battle with his board of trustees to raise somewhere like $700 million to build new buildings. And he's been struggling with this for a while. And here he's getting not only the house donated by James Goldstein, but also a $17 million endowment and the art collection within. Of course, Goldstein's own collection of extraordinary couture clothing. It's a great moment for him.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about James Goldstein's house. For those not familiar, it's been featured in a number of films, right?
The Big Lebowski, The Pornographer's Living Room.
Oh, right.
Classic 1970s Uber bachelor pad with angular walls, a concrete ceiling, a concrete built-in furniture with leather pads, views out to the pool and the beach. But it's not just that Goldstein himself got to work for so long with Lautner to perfect what he called perfect the house and do a lot of things that have made it an iconic example of the architecture of the period.
Yeah, and we should say it's not just a house, but he's also getting an art collection.
Yes, he is an art collector, but the main work in this collection is what's called a sky space by James Turrell, which is actually a separate building. And for those who went to LACMA and maybe saw the James Turrell retrospective, they remember these boxes of light. This is what this is essentially. You go inside and you lie down, and the roof comes away to reveal the sky. And this is an early example of the way the artist used programmed LED lights, which color the light inside the box and also change the way you see the sky. But this one is particularly like the Goldstein house itself in that there is a musical element. You can sit there and listen to disco if you want.
So a big win for LACMA, but there's another museum where the story is about loss.
That's right. This is the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. And some people might remember that way back in 1990, some thieves dressed up as Boston police basically went in, stole 13 paintings, and they've never been seen since. There was speculation about the mafia being involved, but it's unusual to think that these paintings could go unrecovered for so many years. In any case, the German-born, Oakland-based artist Kota Izawa has recreated the installation of these paintings in his own particular way. He obviously can't work from the paintings themselves because all that exists anymore are photographs. But he used a computer program to remake them as light boxes, and they're done in his very schematic style. So you don't have the paintbrush of, say, the Rembrandt or the quality of light of the Vermeer, but you have the outlines of them. But he doesn't include the artist's own name because now it's no longer a work by Vermeer. It's a work by Kota Izawa. So there are layers of mystery upon mystery upon mystery. This is the Christopher Grimes Gallery. Definitely worth taking a look.
Kota Izawa's exhibit is on display at the Christopher Grimes Gallery in Santa Monica through March 12th. We will also keep you updated on James Goldstein's house as the story progresses. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan.